We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Joe Ulrich is WITF's music director, and if you have tuned into any of his episodes, he highlights regional musical acts and provides them a space to jam out and play some of their top hits, which is all curated and siphoned into WITF music. And if you haven't tuned into WITF music, you are really missing out on some great music, great interviews, and I'm happy to have Joe here today with us on The Spark. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for coming on. I know that it was a long trek to the studio.
Yes, over from my desk.
Yes. Yep. So I'm glad that you're safe and joining us today. So starting off, what inspired you to start WITF Music?
Well, I'd always played music when I was younger. As a teenager, I played in a band, and I'd been into recording since I was like 12.
I was just
always fascinated by recording. And when I was working here at WITF, probably back around 2010 or 2012, I started doing arts and culture features for radio. And sometimes I would interview a musician and they'd come to the studio. And eventually I thought, hey, you know, why don't you just bring your guitar too? We'll just kind of record something and film something real quick. And it really grew from that. I mean, it was really bare bones, like one camera, no lighting, just like a mic or two.
Oh,
we'd put them in the performance studio. I mean, there was no... the production value was just very low. It was a very off the cuff kind of thing. And then I kind of got the okay to only do features on musicians, and it just kind of became WITF Music. And now we have lights, multiple cameras, we have more recording gear, and we kind of got to trick out the studio pretty nice. So
now, what was it that made you want to take this more seriously? Because as you said, it was something that was off the cuff, bare bones. Like, there had to been something, some kind of turning point where you were like, you know what, let me upgrade this.
Yeah, well, you know, local musicians frequently don't have a great platform. A lot of venues don't always cater to original local music.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a thing that I think over the past 10, 20, even 30 years, some of the clubs that had been very friendly towards local music ended up kind of just not doing it as much. Some went to like DJs and things like that. And so once I had a few musicians in, and they were really appreciative to be able to get their original music out. Cover bands do well. You know, it's kind of easier for them to get a gig, or, you know, to get people to, you know, listen to them when they're out playing. But original music is kind of difficult because people don't know it. They don't know the person. And that's what kind of made me want to dig into this more and, you know, make videos that look good, do a lot more social media stuff, just find ways to get people in our region to actually pay attention and kind of dig into some of this original music that's out there. Because there is so much. I can't believe it. The more that I do, the more that people come to me wanting to do it, and the more that I find. And I'm just like, it's just incredible. There is so much stuff out there right here in the region.
Yeah, and there's a video aspect to it as well that looks fantastic. So was this always the plan to have a video aspect to it?
Yeah, that just kind of happened naturally. I mean, again, like once I started interviewing musicians for radio and had them perform, I thought, well, we might as well film this and do something with it. And the video aspect just kind of got bigger and bigger. You know, we got, I don't want to say that it's perfect. You know, we are always working to try and make it better, but it has come a long way from where it was with just one camera and no lighting to, you know, we have some stage lighting and stuff like that. The video thing, you know, I wanted to capture bands in an ideal situation. Like, if you record them at a live concert venue, you know, like a bar or something like that, there's so many variables that might not be conducive to a good performance. The monitor mix could be bad. They, you know, something else could be bad. And so I find this as an opportunity to film them live in a controlled situation and try and get, you know, the best performance out of them that we can get.
So don't want to put you on the spot here, but what are or who are some of your most memorable interviews?
That is so tough. There's a band called Yam Yam in the area who are doing really well. I think back in 2016, right around the time that they formed, we interviewed them, and they've just been taken off and doing festivals around the country. Just a really solid group of musicians. Those guys are really great. We had a sort of, I don't know how you describe it, sort of pop punk rock band called the 25th Hour recently that the musicians were just fantastic. It was, you know, fairly kind of heavy music, but they were all just so incredibly tight. Like, I was like, this is happening right in front of me. I mean, these, and I call them kids. They're all in their 20s. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, to me, they're kids. And I'm like, wow, you guys are so good. Yeah. And so that was really great. Public Disco Porch is a band from York that I thought was really interesting because the singer in that band, Spencer McCreary, is just really into talking about what is truly unique in this area. His music is really kind of hyper-local focused.
Okay.
And he and his band will play in kind of some untraditional spaces. They played in like an old bank once that was unused. And so they filmed a video in there. And so, yeah, he's really interesting because they just have this, like I said, this really hyper-local focus on, you know, just what's interesting and good about central Pennsylvania.
So has the growth of WITF music kind of surprised you?
It has in a way. I mean, we really only went heavy on social media about a year and a half, year ago. Prior to that, we would just do the radio feature and a web article, and that was pretty much it. But I have dedicated social media accounts now, and so that's gained a following, and that helps it spread, and more musicians in the area find us and, you know, come to us and say, hey, we'd like to do a session too. What surprises me most is just how much music is out there. I mean, people, I keep getting submissions or keep finding new people. I'm like, how did I not find you a few years ago? This is amazing. So, yeah, the growth has been really cool. It's been great to have some recognition out there now.
And what does that selection process look like? Because I can assume now you're just getting email after email after email. So is there like some boxes they have to check or anything like that? How does the selection process look?
I mean, there's a lot of things. I don't have a sort of set, you know, number of certain things I want to get. I kind of look at what's coming in. You know, I try and look at a diversity of styles for sure. I try and get different styles, different backgrounds of people, you know, and also different geographic areas too. You know, I don't want to just be doing, you know, Lancaster or Harrisburg or York. I like finding people that are, you know, up in Millersburg or something like that. So it's a kind of a combination of style, you know, your sort of personal background and, you know, geographic location. And also just, you know, whether the music's, you know, interesting. And I think people would find it interesting.
Ah, well, Joe, I will be waiting for that rapper from Scranton.
Okay.
I will be waiting for that. So before we let you go here, what advice would you give to any aspiring musician looking to make it into the regional music scene?
I think that's a really good question. I think there's a lot of things that bands can learn, or just musicians in general, about going to play a show and knowing how to be prepared, things like that, knowing how to treat the people that are helping you well, you know, the sound guy, the venue, anybody that's, you know, working with you or trying to help you. It's good to maintain a good relationship. I think networking is really a huge thing. And just, just practice.
So what is coming up next for WITF Music?
So today we just published the Celtic rock band, the Kilmaine Saints, and that was a really fun session. It's, you know, kind of punk rock Celtic music, and the interview was really fun. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be pushing out some videos from that interview and their performance. After that, we have a band called Hot Dad Calendar.
Oh, wow. The names.
The name. I have to admit, I saw that name, and that's why I checked it out. Because I was just like, what is this about? I got to see this. They're kind of an indie rock trio that was also really good and really fun. Mm. We have a punk band from York called Coffee with Lions.
Oh.
That'll be in probably about a month or so. And then a singer-songwriter named Vincent Yarnell. He also plays with a group in the region called Rivers, but he has a solo project. He's got a really interesting, unique style of sort of Americana with almost these like EDM style acoustic guitar breakdowns.
Ooh.
It's very interesting. And that's what I'm saying. There's all this interesting stuff in the area here. So yeah, those are just a few of what we got coming up.
So 6 months from now to 6 years from now, kind of a span. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see WYTF and where do you want WYTF music to go?
Well, I would like to do more things in the community. We have talked about having, you know, hosting some of our own shows, maybe here at the Public Media Center. There's a lot of other projects I would like to tackle. We're actually going to be trying a new thing in probably about 5 months or so. A couple people got in touch with me that I'd worked with before to have a cypher session in the studio, which is like a guy laying down beats and then four or five different MCs come in and just kind of put their little bit on top of it. Little projects like that that are kind of like experiments with music. So I just want to find out, you know, find different ways to showcase the local music here.
Joe, keep a spot open for me on that cypher.
Right, right.
You know, I got some lyrics I would like to give out to the world. But
awesome.
Joe, again, thank you so much for joining us on The Spark and giving us the game on WYTF Music. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.